Hi, I'm Teresa Davenport, Senior Research Analyst for Mayor & Mayor. Today I have with me Cliff Atkinson, who is Program Guidance and Training Manager for the Agency for Workforce Innovation. Over the summer, I had been researching jobs as they related to the BP oil spill, and I was wondering how people were being helped. And I ran across a website that, as I began to do research on it, I ran across Cliff's name. So I'm going to turn it over to Cliff. Cliff, I'd love for you to tell me again how this website was put together and its affiliations, how it works, and just expand on that a little bit, please.
Absolutely, Teresa. Early on, as the Deepwater Horizon incident unfolded, it was noticed by management here in the state of Florida that the impact here on our job seekers, on our workers, and on our employers could be rather widespread. And a commitment was made to try to help to cushion the impact of what could be a very bad situation. In that light, the decision was made to use our labor exchange website, which is the Employ Florida Marketplace, to build the Florida Gulf Recovery Jobs website. The idea behind this website was that individuals could go to search for jobs that were related to the recovery efforts, as well as employers could go to post these jobs that were related to these recovery efforts and help people that were needing jobs, both based on this event and based on the economy at large, to get jobs quickly and to help employers that were needing people to help with these recovery efforts to fill these positions and to make sure that Florida best weathered the potential storm that could be coming from this situation.
Right. Well, could you tell me a little bit more about how ONET is involved in this website?
Absolutely. It's involved very, very deeply in both the job seeker and in the employer side of the site. For job seekers, as they go into the site and as they look for positions, they are asked to put in their backgrounds, their employment histories. And as they put in those employment histories and those occupations, they're asked to tie the ONET skills and to list the ONET skills that they have in their backgrounds so that they can then turn around and search for jobs, both exactly matching their skills and jobs that may not match their skills exactly, but that they would qualify for and that they could easily transfer into. On the employer side, it allows employers to post the necessary skills that were related to each job posting that was out there and to find employees that, while they may not have worked in exactly that field in the past, were qualified and ready to go and ready to quickly help the state in its recovery effort.
Okay, great. Well, do you have any facts or figures as to how many people have been helped by this website?
Absolutely. Over the course of the incident so far, we've had 13,000 positions posted into the site, and 46,000 individuals were referred to those positions. Now, these positions were very well paying. The average wage on these was over $19 an hour.
Was there a particular type of job or jobs that were more prevalent as far as the job offerings, or were they pretty diverse?
Well, because of the nature of the situation, the jobs, many of them had to do with the beach cleanup and the water cleanup effort. So many of these jobs were specifically in that area, although we did have jobs from diverse fields, everything from chemists to trucking and shipping occupations that were related to the effort at hand.
Well, it sounds like this website was very timely, very needed, and very beneficial. Cliff, if people have questions for you about this website, how would you like to be contacted?
The best way to contact me would be simply to drop me an email, and I'm always happy to respond. My email address is clifton.atkinson, that's CLIFFTIN.ATKINSON, and that's at FLAAWI.com.
All right, Cliff, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you.